Hey guys, welcome to episode 3 of Founder in the Making with your very own Maria Leon. Today we are going to be talking about the mental game and what it is and how it comes and goes and the different ways that I have used that have helped me overcome these mental games. So let's start off with the mental challenges. We have to remember that as entrepreneurs, everything, well, nothing happens if we don't do it. So in this case, you opening up your own business, you having to get the client, you having to do the marketing, to do everything, that is all on you. You can't rely on others. You don't have other people that you pay to do these things. You have to do it. You have to go out. You have to find the clients. You have to grow the business. You have to do the marketing. You have to find the content. You have to do everything yourself. And it becomes a lot. It becomes very overwhelming. It becomes very stressful. And you start to doubt yourself at moments. And it happens. It doesn't matter the business you're going into, it's going to happen. So in these situations, there are times where you're going to feel like a failure instead of feeling like it's just another bump in the road. This is not long term. This is going to happen and it's going to be an obstacle that you're going to have to overcome. But there are different ways to go about it. For myself, I have gone through a bit of downfalls throughout my journey. It's not a one-time thing. It's not only that it happened 2 times or 3 times. No, it's happened many different times. And there are many times that I just want to say, I'm done. I quit. This is it. I can't take it anymore. And I know it's going to happen again. And I'm going to say the same things to myself. The goal here is to be able to overcome it and how you can do it. Well, for me, there are different things I do. There are a lot of situations that I put myself in that cause me to get into these kinds of mental games. So, in the case of myself, when I am trying to grow as an entrepreneur, as a professional, I'm going out there and I'm doing things that I'm not used to. I don't do the public speaking very well yet. I do the networking, but I don't do it so often because I know I'm not 100% at the same as other people when they do the networking. So when I go out and network, I might do maybe 1 or 2 a week for now until I get a bit more comfortable with it. Don't get me wrong, I know it works, I know it helps, and it definitely has, but I know myself enough that I need to spread the time. Networking wisely. I have to do it 3 times a week, 2 to 3 times a week, and then not burn out and work on other things for my business, like the marketing, like the clientele, like going out and finding, the people that I'm going to be working with or partnering up with or different things. It becomes a lot. And when I'm doing things that I am not comfortable with, the more I do them, I see the growth, but it also causes me to doubt myself at times. Because I'll give you an example, the public speaking. Okay, I'm not 100% at the public speaking standard that I must be or I should be at this point. I get it. And of course, other people who've been listening to the podcast are going to be aware of that, but I'm working on it. It's not something that's going to happen overnight, and I know that, but I'm working on it. But the more critiques I get, of course, I get those critiques, and I say to myself, okay, this is how we can improve it. This is how we're going to get better at it. This is how we're going to grow from it. Yeah, I can say that to myself a million times, but there's still a part inside of my head that tells me, you're not good at this. This is not. You should not be doing this. You need to stop doing this. Why are you doing this? And it brings me down. Of course, it's going to bring me down. It's not something very positive to tell myself. It's not going to help me grow if I keep bringing myself down like that. Stick to the positive. Okay, they told me that I sound X, Y, and Z. Okay, what can I do to improve that? How can I improve it? And let's see if by the next time I do any public speaking event, or by the time I record the next podcast episode, or whatever it is, how can I improve it? What skills can I implement to show the improvement? And that's how I'll grow. I have to say that to myself out loud. This is not just saying it in my head. I have to say it out loud, and I have to put it on paper, and I have to work on it. I have to think of the ways that I'm going to do it, because if I don't, all those negative thoughts are going to get to my head. And I know that because it's happened, and it's just another obstacle that I need to overcome. This is going to cause a lot of stress. It's going to cause a lot of stress in your life, and it's going to become overwhelming. I know it's going to be a lot. That's part of the journey. That's part of things you're going to go through. It's part of the process. You just have to stick to different routines that you know are going to help you. In my case, and I'll be very honest here, when I feel like my head is just going at it with itself between positive thoughts, negative thoughts, guiltiness, and overwhelm and stress and everything, I look for laughter. I look for laughter, and the way that I do this is by either watching The Big Bang Theory or Friends. Those make me laugh. Those kind of get my mind off of things, and I just keep watching. I think I've watched those like 20 times each, but each time I laugh and I just get my head to take a break because it needs that break. That's one of the things that I do. Another one would be music. Music, it helps me de-stress a lot. I'll go in the shower, put some music on, either fill up the tub or just relax. Take some time for me in order for my thoughts to organize themselves properly so that I can overcome this obstacle. Okay, telling myself, okay, how can I overcome this? I am feeling stressed. What is it about this that's making me stressed out and overwhelmed? And how can I, or what can I do to change these feelings? What can I do to overcome this? What needs to happen? Okay, once I have that settled down, then it's thinking to myself, what am I going to do tomorrow to put this into action? Do I have to go and visit a few clients? Do I have to go and knock on some doors? Do I have to, put myself out there? Do you think you need, whatever it is that you need? It needs to be played out in your head. What is it? You need to organize your thoughts, first of all. Then you need to think about what's going to help you overcome this. Yeah, we can all say more money or more this, this, and that. Yes, I agree 100%. But we can't do that from one day to another. So we need to take steps, little steps. What are the steps that we're going to take to achieve what it is that we're trying to achieve? Or the little steps that are going to help me achieve just being able to overcome whatever stress I am feeling right now in order to feel stable. You don't have to feel, at 100%, because it's understandable you're not going to, you're trying to fulfill, your entrepreneurship road and get to the money and get to the journey, the final step. But there's little steps that you have to take to just get through the days. So you organize those thoughts. You think about how tomorrow, what you can do tomorrow to better those steps, to organize those steps, and to make you feel better. Because if you don't do that, your head is just going to keep going all over the place. I'll give you myself, because I know us as women, we overthink things. So it's difficult to just tell yourself, okay, no, we're done being stressed out. Let's just keep on going. No, that's not how our mind works. We need to overthink it and think ahead and plan 20 steps ahead. And if we don't have that, then it's hard for us to calm ourselves down. It's understandable. It happens. We can't avoid it, but these are steps that I've taken within my journey to be able to not feel stuck or overwhelmed or stressed out and just stay in that zone. You can't stay there. You need to get out of that dump and be able to overcome it to then keep going and, feel success the next following day. When you start accomplishing the little steps you gave yourself to get out of that mentality, it feels good. It feels very, very good. It motivates you. It helps you want to keep going. It helps you to keep seeing that goal in your mind that you have set for yourself as to where you want to be, what your goal is, what you want to do, all of that. These are little steps that are necessary in order to make it to that point. I still go through these hardships, even now. Not too long ago, I went through one, but I gave myself certain tasks, and those tasks have been completed little by little. But I definitely feel better than I did about a week ago. And I know I'm doing a great job. I know I am definitely getting out of my comfort zone. I know I am doing what I can to be able to get to the point where to where I want to be. These are different things that are a must in my life. So I need to figure out what it is that is going to help me. One of the other things that helped me get out of these different stress and overwhelm mindsets is a lot of self-care. Self-care is very important. Your mind needs a rest. If it is that you need to have some, I call it me time. My me time is very important, whether it be going to get my nails done or going to get my eyebrows done or just going into the pool and relaxing, putting some music on, or even turning off my phone for a couple hours to just let my mind rest. That's okay. You're not being a bad person by doing that. Sometimes you just need that. Sometimes you just need to isolate yourself, put your thoughts, organize your thoughts, and kind of just have some time for you. Because when you care for yourself, then you can care about everything else. You can't care for everyone and everything without having taken care of yourself first. Meditation, music, in my case, some TV shows. My kids de-stress me all the time. They are a great motivation for me, and they help me keep in mind what my end goal is and what I have planned for the future. That's very important to me, and that's something that they show me. Even with their face, just looking at me, it reminds me, why it is that I'm doing this. Different things like that, even just going out for dinner, having a little date night with my husband, that's definitely something that helps me a lot. I vent to him all the time, and together there's times that we come up with solutions. Other times I'm just so stressed out that I don't even bother until the next day to tell him so that he can kind of give me ideas, or we can, tackle these things together. That's very helpful as well. You have to think about how you're not alone in all of this. And if you are, all of these self-care things are very helpful to you. They are very helpful in the mindset kind of journey of this. And of course, mental health, if you're not at a good mental health, it's going to break you. You are going to learn things during this journey about yourself, and you're going to say things to yourself about yourself that are going to bring you down. It's going to happen. And as long as you're able to get through it, it's not even, you're going to look back and you're going to say, what was I thinking? Like I said, it happened to me not too long ago, and looking at it now, I'm looking at it and saying to myself, why was I doing that to myself? Why was I hurting myself mentally in that way, saying those things about myself? Look at me now. Look at me achieving what I set out to achieve, giving myself goals, either daily goals or weekly goals, that will get you out of that. And I'm achieving them, and that's all that matters. You have to keep going, and it's not easy, but it's a must. You have to if you want to get through it. If you don't, It's okay. It's okay to quit. If you just can't and you can't and you can't, it's okay to even take a break. Take a break from it. Get yourself together and then go back into it. That's okay. It doesn't have to be done, all at once. There are different ways that you can go about it. But this is all important for the journey. You have to be able to, you have to be able to stay positive. You have to be able to keep a positive mindset, keep things around you that are positive. I actually have a little note here that I keep always from my husband that he left in one of my books that says, "You're doing great, babe. Go get 'em." And I have not thrown that away, and I refuse to throw that away because that's positivity that he's giving off to me, and it's positivity that I need in my life, as well as another one that I put up myself that says, "You will make it." And I know I will. It's gonna be a hard process and a long process, and with a lot of bumps and a lot of setbacks, and it's just setbacks. They aren't something that are going to make me feel like I need to quit. No, I need to keep thinking of them as just setbacks. It's a setback to my future goal. That's all it is. It's not something that is there to bring me down. It's not something, well, it is put there to bring me down, but it's not there to just, I can't let that make me quit. I can't. That's not where my mind should go to. And when you're thinking about quitting, just stop. Stop everything and think about why is it that you're thinking about quitting? What can you do to improve that? And what are you going to set? What goals can you set to get yourself out of that? That's the negativity is never going to be good for you. And it's always going to mess up with your mind. It's always going to mess up with the way that you think about things and the positivity and the negativity that comes into your life. That's all gonna come back and bite you in the butt. You want to stay positive. You want to do things that are gonna help you. So, to kind of end this off, if you guys are having a hard time, if you guys are struggling with the negativity and all the mind games that your mind kind of plays with you, just think back about why it is that you're doing it in the first place. Why did you do this? Why did you set these goals for yourself? And what can you do? What little steps can you do or take to get out of that mindset? What maybe you can just take, a nice long bath with no electronics, no nothing, and you just think about that, relax, and even just take a break. And think about why it is that you're doing it. Because when you think back at the root and you think about why it is that you're doing it and what caused you to want to do it, or what's motivating you, it's going to help you think about solutions to your mental blockness or your mental negativity and how you can get out of those things. So, thank you guys for joining me today. I really appreciate it, and I hope you guys have seen an improvement in my podcast. Remember to follow so that you guys can get notified when my next episode is out. And thank you guys.